This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, we all know now that an attitude of gratitude seems to give people just a bit of a buffer against stress. But can it actually help with your day-to-day sense of well-being, even when things aren't going well? Colette Smart is an adolescent psychologist. She's a firm believer that gratitude can actually lower stress. How are you, Colette?
Hi, good morning.
Well, first of all, what do we mean when we talk about gratitude?
I think essentially many of us can appreciate that gratitude is often a selfless act. And I say that because it's difficult to do. We often feel vulnerable when thanking somebody else or acknowledging what somebody else has done for us. So thankfulness really is us showing somebody that we appreciate them, and not because they're looking for something in return. It's just saying, I acknowledge you and I appreciate what you've done for me today.
And so how is gratitude or even a general kind of thankful spirit important to our well-being?
So it's not something new. You know, we talk about it in psychology studies more and more now, but it's not obviously a new invention. We all know someone who's bitter or constantly negative, and, you know, that the world owes them something. Because gratitude isn't a mindset that happens overnight. It's actually something we've got to practice, and we're all at risk of becoming, you know, an angry or bitter person and someone who's just generally unhappy. So we need to realize we have to practice it. It's not a static state, and once we have it, we're always in it. It's actually something that we need to exercise, practice regularly, because there's this link to gratitude and improved well-being. So there's kind of loosely two categories. So it has a powerful relationship knock-on effect. So there's a powerful relationship tool, essentially. So when our children or us as adults remember to practice thankfulness, we learn to consider the sacrifice and kindness and selflessness that others have shown towards us. So our children learn that others matter. We remember that others matter when we thank them for what they've done. And then there's a powerful mental health tool. This is the big one. So people with gratitude see reduced inflammation in their bodies even, improved sleep. They're just generally more agreeable, they're more open and optimistic, and they're more satisfied with life in general. Mm. So practicing thankfulness seems to actually change the structure of the brain. We're seeing it pull the brain out of negative thinking ruts, and kind of the answer is the way we do it and how we practice gratitude, which is, seems to be important to reducing stress and increasing our well-being.
So the way you're talking about it, Colette, is like a conscious decision, almost a discipline each day, something that we're yes. thankful for. I mean, it's almost something you could do sitting down at the dinner table each night or before bedtime yes. to think of something you're grateful for. So can thankfulness actually lower our stress levels then, Colette?
Yes. So there's this small study which actually shows that there's a mean 23% reduction in the stress hormone, which we know is cortisol, after this a period of practicing thankfulness. And then lots of other studies that just show that on days when people feel more grateful, their well-being was reported as being higher and stress levels were recorded as being lower. So gratefulness seems to bolster our resilience in general. It seems to be a buffer for stress and stops us from getting into this downward negative spiral and turning to poor coping mechanisms like yelling or alcohol, drugs, and so on.
Yeah.
Also, what's very interesting is that in some of these studies, they've noted that religious belief is associated with greater levels of resilience because they say religious belief emphasizes gratitude. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but well, you've got someone to be thankful to, don't you? You've got somewhere to direct yes. your gratitude. So do you have any practical ideas for how we can encourage and practice thankfulness in our homes?
Yeah, so this I spoke about changing the brain structure. One of the ways they saw this happen was when people recorded three things every day that they were grateful for over a two-week period. That's when they saw a change in the brain structure. So essentially what it boils down to day-to-day is us as parents or adults modelling to our children what thankfulness looks like. And then, so in other words, even thanking our own children when they do things, you know, even things that we know they should do, like unpack the dishwasher, but thank them. And then things like putting love or appreciation notes in your children's lunch boxes or under your teen's pillow. Send appreciation texts to your teens or your husband or wife. Things like having a grateful jar where the family puts things they're grateful to each person for and then read it out at the dinner table once a month. You could have a gratitude whiteboard up somewhere in your house. If each child is struggling personally, you could have a personal thankfulness journal or a box for them, and then they read it out once a month, the things that they've written each night. So really it's just mentoring to each child how you do that, and let them watch you thank other people, like grandma or the lady at the grocery store or the teacher, so that our children can learn that it's a regular habit. And I should say, as adults, we practice that habit ourselves and become better at it every day.
Mm. Yeah, it's a real conscious decision, isn't it? It's got to be something you've got to do, I think, quite mindfully. So, all right, you've set us the challenge, yep. Colette. It will start tonight.
Good job.
That's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about fostering gratitude and thankfulness in our families.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.